Yes. Now, do you see those little red berries over there? Yes, those. No. No, they are not the ones we want. These are cotton ester. Somewhat similar in appearance, but unlike rose hips, the only thing they will help me create is nausea. If we travel a bit further, however, there is a cluster of rose hips that I forage from time to time. Ah, very good eye. Yes, those are fireweed. Why don't you grab a few stalks for me? The purple is so beautiful, I agree. One of my favorite colors. And speaking of purple, the dead nettle is past its blooming stage, although that only occurs 6 weeks out of the year. Did you know? No, we don't need the flowers, just the leaves. And the forest is so lovely this time of year. Despite my anger at being driven from the village so long ago, it has been a blessing making my home here. So very peaceful. For me and those of my ilk. Ah, yes, the village. I am sorry that I spoke of it, my love. I know it still pains you to be apart from your family. Come for a visit. Oh, my darling, we could never. It's not that I want to deprive you, but if I were to return, I doubt that they would understand. They would blame me, say that I had stolen you away, cast me as the villainous, evil hag they had created in their fantasies and their nightmares. Never mind that they left you to die in these woods. Never mind that not a single rescue party has come searching for you. Never mind that their woes have been so thoroughly handled by my magics. No, they would only see what they wish. A monster and her prey. You are such a delight, my wonderful boy. Such a pure heart, so full of love and still so naive. It would not matter what words you used, how much you begged and pleaded for them to understand. Their minds and their hearts have long been closed to anything outside of their comfortable narrative. Anything other than a typical mortal human is not to be trusted. And anything you cannot trust, you must destroy. At least, that is their reasoning. But let us speak of this no longer, my treasure. You were the one good thing that came out of that dreadful place, and it does not hold any more importance in our life together. Do you understand? Banish it from your mind. Only to keep you from any more internal torment, of course. You are too wonderful to suffer that, especially on my behalf. Ah, here, the rose hips. Perfect. We only need a few for the potion, but it would be wise to take more than would fulfill our immediate needs. Creating a medium for such a powerful and unique spell will require some experimentation. I hardly expect the first or second attempts to be successful, but I will endeavor on. When something is important to you, and you are immortal, time becomes immaterial. I would spend decades laboring on this for you, my sweet. Though it should hardly take that long. With my experience, through my research, only a few cycles of the moon, I suspect. If that. It isn't a feat to be undertaken lightly, though. Using magics to imbue a mortal body with supernatural gifts has not been done before. If it has, I have neither heard of it nor read it. I am creating history, my dearest. We are, together. I feel as if I can do anything, as long as I am with you. Your love gives me that strength. Oh, darling. Your lips are as delicious as ever. But now is not the time, I'm afraid. It is getting late, and we should be heading back. I have some more work to do on my incantations. Come. Thank you. The tea looks lovely. It's nice to relax with you after so much time foraging. I think my legs are not used to all that walking. It has been some time since I have spent the day in the woods like that. Yes, usually the couriers do bring me supplies. That is true. I have had times in the past where I did not wish to leave the comforts of my home. When venturing out seemed an insurmountable task. I have not always been as happy as I am now. Before you arrived, before the fates brought us together, I had moments of despair. Living a solitary life can be difficult. Sit with me. I need you to listen. Power such as mine is, as worn a saying as it may be, both a blessing and a curse. Through these magics, I have been given the ability to live as I see fit, without fear of illness, retribution, even death. I can bend reality to my whims, topple kingdoms and bring emperors to their knees, slaughter an empire, or save it. And yet, it is isolating. People either use you or they fear you. I have dealt primarily with the latter. No matter what acts of good I may perform, the monster that lurks within their minds, that creeping fear, knowing that I could snuff them out without lifting a finger, it becomes too much. No longer am I a creature with a heart and a mind and desires of her own, no. Instead, I become a face to put on their fear. The fear that lies in the heart of all mortals. Helplessness and death. Avoid the hag, the wicked woman, powered by evil, by the devil himself. She sacrifices the pure and the virginal to gain her strength. That is the only way they choose to understand it, you see. They cannot comprehend why I would be given these gifts when they themselves were deprived. It is unfair. But they cannot blame their gods, so they blame the one with power instead. It is easier that way. A blessing from the gods begets a punishment from the mortals. And so it has been for centuries. No, no apologies needed, love. I only speak of these things so you might gain a better understanding of why I am so despised by your people. Good people, I am sure. The ones that raised you must have been, to bring such light into the world. It is not their fault that they have been poisoned against me and my kind. It brought me such sorrow for so long. And then you came. A hand reaching out to guide me from that place. I will always love you for that. But you do need to realize that after I have shared my blessing with you, you will never be able to go back there. the village. Your family, friends, and the life you knew. That is part of why I am so hesitant to even discuss that place. Not only because it has treated me so cruelly, but to help ease your transition. So please, truly listen. What we are going to accomplish will be a difficult thing, physically and otherwise. It is a dangerous undertaking, this transformation. Even assuming it succeeds, it will be challenging. And while I know you love me with every fiber of your being, I do not want you to feel obligated to do as I say. Not all of the time. This is a choice I wish for you to make with both eyes open, as it were. And if you do not wish it, then I will understand. Well, yes, magics are wonderful. And having them? I would not trade it for a single thing. Except, perhaps, for you, my love. How fortunate that I do not have to make that choice. Yes. Then it is settled. This matter, and my conscience. And I can truly begin my work in earnest. With your help, of course. I would do nothing without my apprentice. Your hands and mind are the most valuable tools at my disposal, after all. Now, come with me. Let's go make history.